At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear, 6 degrees below zero, with a wind chill of 26 below. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 o'clock for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and until noon for the rest of the listing area. Police are investigating a fatal shooting at the same Sioux City home where two people were shot and killed in November. Sergeant Dane Wagner said the latest shooting happened Saturday night at around 5:15. One man died, another was wounded in the incident. The names of the victims have not yet been released. Several people were detained for questioning after Saturday's shooting, but no one was immediately charged. In November, two people were fatally shot and a third was wounded at the same house in West Sioux City where this weekend's shooting happened. Police have not said if the incidents are linked, but officers visited the home on Friday to serve a search warrant related to the November shooting. News time is 8:01.
Now is the time to stop into the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, to get set up with the Hopper Whole Home DVR before the big game on February 2nd. With the Hopper from Dish, you can pause live TV so you won't miss any part of the game or the commercials if you have to run to the kitchen for snacks or a beverage. Just pause the TV and pick up right where you left off without missing a second of the action. Plus, with full HD DVR functionality in every room, you can watch the game in amazing clarity anywhere in the house. With Dish Anywhere, you can even watch the game in your car if you're traveling. Stop by the TV Store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032 to get signed up with Dish today. You can also check out our website at thetvstoreinc.com. Be the popular guy on the block this year during the big game with your new Hopper from the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. Dish Anywhere requires broadband internet and a compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two jail employees may lose their jobs in Northwest Iowa after the Woodbury County Sheriff finishes investigating their conduct. The Sioux City Journal reports that two jail workers have been accused of misconduct. Sheriff Dave Drew says Joe Moravec was arrested Friday on suspicion of public intoxication after he showed up work allegedly intoxicated. Another corrections officer, Josh Hedham, was charged last week with drunken driving in connection with a December 15th crash. Drew says his office's investigation will determine whether either man will remain employed at the jail. But Drew said he doesn't have any way or any say, that is, in the criminal cases that both men face. Elsewhere in the news, if you can't devote a full week of your life to riding a bicycle across Iowa on Ragbri this summer, you can get a taste of the long-distance biking festival and more than a taste of bacon during a new event. Mark Wyatt, executive director of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, says the Bacoon Ride will be a one-day, 72-mile excursion starting and ending in the central Iowa town of Waukee.
We're going to try to take advantage of every town along the Raccoon River Valley Trail. So there will be event specials and special things for registered riders along the way.
The ride is scheduled for June 28th. Now, along the oval-shaped trail, riders will go through the towns of Waukee, Ortonville, Adel, Redfield, Linden, Panora, Yale, Herndon, Jamaica, Dawson, Perry, Minburn, and Dallas Center. Now, much like the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa, Wyatt says each community along the Bacoon Ride will be rewarding cyclists with treats. Except instead of pie, this event will be all bacon-oriented.
I believe we're starting the morning with a bacon-flavored donut, and should be everything up until like a hog roast and a bacon cheeseburger and all kinds of different food opportunities along the way.
Proceeds from the ride will benefit the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, Ragbri's Dream Team, and other Iowa charities. You can learn more at Bacoon Ride, that's BACOON Ride.com. Well, a man has ended a brief standoff with officers in eastern Iowa. A television station said Cedar County deputies were sent to a Stanwood home at around 1:15 this morning after a report of a domestic assault. They soon learned that an armed man was in the home's basement. Sheriff Warren Wethington said deputies helped five other people escape without harm from the home. Wethington said the man came out about 30 minutes later carrying a loaded .45 caliber handgun. He was arrested. His name has not yet been released. One person was killed and two others injured during a collision Saturday night in Dallas County. The State Patrol says the driver of a 2002 Chrysler Sebring from Des Moines died in the crash at around 9:35 p.m. south of Waukee near 3400 Ute Avenue. The individual was not wearing a seatbelt. Two people in the other vehicle who were wearing their seatbelts, both of whom were from Minburn, were hurt and transported by ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The accident happened as the Sebring was traveling north on Ute Avenue and crossed the center line of the road before colliding with a southbound 1997 Chevy pickup. The names of the victims have not yet been released, and the accident was under investigation. Two Forest City teenagers were killed in a two-vehicle accident Saturday morning east of Crystal Lake in Hancock County. The victims are identified as 19-year-old Tiffany Banta and 15-year-old Cheyenne Banta. Reportedly, a 2004 Pontiac driven by Tiffany Banta was heading eastbound on Hancock County Road B-14. When the teen lost control, the vehicle crossed the center line and collided with a westbound 1998 Ford Explorer driven by 68-year-old Stephen Hanna of Crystal Lake. Both vehicles ended up in the north ditch. Hanna escaped injury in the accident. Both Tiffany and Cheyenne Banta were pronounced dead at the accident scene. Police are investigating the deaths of two people in the central Iowa city of Boone. They said in a news release over the weekend, officers responded to an emergency call Friday afternoon and found two bodies at a home. They didn't say how the people died or have yet released their identities. The bodies were taken to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for autopsy. Governor Terry Branstad and state lawmakers are billing an effort to enhance services for veterans as a way to attract new residents to Iowa, but it's tough to gauge if the push will really have an impact on the state population. Legislators and the Iowa Senate are poised to approve a bill that would fully exempt military pensions from state income taxes. Lawmakers are also supportive of other plans from Branstad to connect veterans with jobs, education, and housing. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says this is a great opportunity to bring people to Iowa. But Mike Cohen, executive director of the liberal-leaning think tank Iowa Policy Project, says retirees weigh many factors besides tax breaks when deciding where they want to locate. The Iowa Republican Party has parted ways with the contractor responsible for posting a racism flowchart on the party's Facebook page. The Des Moines Register says the party and contractor have apologized for the posting, which was online for less than 40 minutes Friday evening. GOP Chairman A.J. Spiker said the party believes the posting was, quote, in bad taste and inappropriate. The flowchart was titled, "Is Someone a Racist?" The posting included an explanation, quote, "Because it's Friday night and we don't need serious political posts on Friday night, we are sharing this." Shane Vanderhart is president of 415 Communications, the contractor. He said the posting didn't reflect well on the party, and he apologized for his error in judgment. A 31-year-old man charged with entering the U.S. illegally has already been deported 8 times. Jose William Lopez Martinez was charged by immigration officials and appeared in court in Cedar Rapids last Thursday. Lopez Martinez was being detained while his case moves forward. He was caught in September when Blackhawk County authorities arrested him on suspicion of drug charges. Court records show Lopez Martinez has been removed from the country 8 times between 2000 and 2012. He is a citizen of Honduras. Airport officials want to expand the Northeast Iowa Regional Airport's runway, but some residents there oppose the idea. Airport manager Bill Kyle says the $4.2 million expansion would allow the airport near Charles City to serve larger planes and attract more business. The airport also wants to spend $5.4 million on another taxiway and paved crosswind runway. Most of the cost of the project could start as soon as 2015 would be covered by aviation fuel taxes and airline ticket fees. The local airport authority would pay 10% of the cost. Lon Isaacson of Colwell says he's skeptical a longer runway will attract more business. Isaacson's family owns some of the 400 acres of farmland that would be used for the runway. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, it's only January and some people are already saying it's time for warmer weather. With the wind chill, temperatures in Minneapolis, that is, could feel like minus 43 degrees today. In Chicago, where school has been canceled, minus 23. And in Dayton, Ohio, the temperature is minus 18. President Barack Obama is getting ready for tomorrow night's State of the Union address, and among the guests who will sit with the First Lady are two survivors of the Boston Marathon bombing and openly gay NBA player Jason Collins. The guests are often chosen because they symbolize an issue or policy the president is promoting. The White House announced 6 guests today, with other names to be released ahead of Obama's address. Many businesses in the U.S. are expecting to perform better this year, but do not plan to hire more workers. Of the 64 companies surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics, most say they saw stronger sales in the final months of last year, and about 40% expect their companies to raise prices by 5% this year, but only 37% expect to create new jobs in the next 6 months. And global stocks are continuing to fall today, extending a rout that began last week. There were sharp losses in Asia today, and Europe is also trading lower at midday. But there is hope for a greater calm on Wall Street, with the Dow futures up News time is 8:10.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Violet Vi Clemson, age 88, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Vi Clemenson will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Carroll. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dean Orsted, age 58, of Griswold, died January 20th. Memorial services for Dean Orsted will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Philip Pollard, age 71, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Philip Pollard will be this afternoon at 1:30. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leon Cooper, age 87, of Greenfield and formerly at the Fontenelle area, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Leon Cooper will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Judy M. Turner Wright, age 68, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. There are no services planned for Judy Wright. The Celebration of Life gathering will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Joanne Neary, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Joanne Neary will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be Thursday at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Myrna Nelson, age 76, of Shelby, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Services for Myrna Nelson are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. And Mary Kearney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Services for Mary Kearney are pending at Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.